That makes sense, and I also think that with the insurance rates being as high as they are and they continue to go up, that they're one of the banks to take everything over again to do something with, you know, kind of like nobody owns anything, and what is it, the 2030 thing where you'll own nothing and you'll love it, that kind of setup, and I think that's what's going on with the cars as well, too.
You know, it's funny that you said that, because I heard my girlfriend told me exactly word for word what you just said. And she was telling me about dome cities and all this other kind of stuff, you know. They're going to make it impossible for us to travel. You know, when they tie you into a house, you're tied into your job. You can't just get up and do things. I mean, you can do a week or 2 weeks if you got a decent job somewhere, but you're basically tied to the base, you know. And you're tied to the stone, you know, making the money, pay your bills.
Yeah, it's you're basically a slave to it. And I just recently gave up my car, and now I take the bus back and forth to work. It's $2 a day, and when I want to go do something, I just pay for an Uber and go do it, or I can rent a car if I need to. But I'm saving like $1,000 a month between the car insurance and the car payment, and I was just thinking it's pointless, and it just sounds ludicrous to pay $1,000 a month just to show up for a job, and I just couldn't justify it any longer.
Yeah, you know what? That is really something. You just, you know, I remember I had that awareness with the cable company, and I said, the hell with that. And I'm seeing it all around. I think I need a way that I could, you see, that's what I've been working at. You know, like putting in a sauna in the house, redoing the entire swimming pool, doing the backyard so it really looks good, you know, the side yards, the front yard, the house, everything looking good, feeling good. You could really enjoy yourself if they ever do a lockdown. We've got a nice place to enjoy ourselves, you know, with everything that we need. And, you know, that's, but, you know, isn't it funny? I mean, let's say you got a mortgage, you pay it off. The taxes wind up going up within 10 years to the same price or even more than your mortgage. So you never really own. It's just a big game. That's how I feel.